marketing techniques of Madison Avenue will tell you that sex is a powerful force. It is used to sell alcohol, cars, and really everything else. Television shows and movies are filled with sexual scenes and innuendos. Approximately 15% of searches on the internet are related to pornography. 30% of those looking for porn are women. Because we rarely admit the power of our sexuality, it works in subversive ways, impacting our choices and often becoming a formidable source of temptation and frustration. What you think about sex matters. Human sexuality is an essential aspect of who we are as children of God. God purposefully created us as sexual beings and intentionally designed our sexuality to be a powerful force. Because Christians often don't talk or teach about sex, women are confused about what to do with their sexuality. The world's resources like random blogs, erotic novels, and women's magazines seem to have more sexual advice than Christian resources. So women are left with the assumption that God just doesn't have much to say about sex other than don't do it until you're married. I've met hundreds of Christian women who are struggling with sexual issues. In the silence of the church, they are left to sort through harrowing experiences like childhood sexual abuse, exposure to porn, raging temptation,